It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Kind friends and companions, come join me in a rhyme. Come lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Come lift up your voices, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the company and the wine to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the bonny lass that I love so well. Her style and her beauty sure none can excel. There's a smile on her countenance as she sits upon my knee. Sure there's no man in this wide world as happy as me. Here's a health to the company and the wine to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the sweet lad that I've come to know. His wit and his intellect may not always show, but he's fine and he's faithful and he loves only me. And he carries my heart with him when he sails out to sea. Here's a health to the company and wine to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. Our ship lies at anchor, she's ready to dock. I wish her safe landing without any shock. And if ever we should meet again by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. Here's a health to the company and wine to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. Our paths must diverge now, go they up or go down. In every tavern, in every town, I will always raise a glass to you by the firelight's glow. For your heart will be with me wherever I go. Here's a health to the company and wine to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the company and wine to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again.
Our first song was Health to the Company by Pandora Celtica from their album Dog Party in the Key of Swinging Cats. Pandora Celtica is now sadly retired. Man, I love those harmonies. But you'll find a link to buy their latest album, Tarnished Brass Tales, at pandoraceltica.com. And you can also find their older albums on streaming sites. Welcome to the Keeping Your Distance episode of the Renaissance Festival podcast. This is season 16, episode 7. I am Danny Fought, and I'm coming to you while sheltering in place. Boy, are these strange times. So strange that we're starting with a parting song. We have parted from so many things that used to be a part of our daily lives. As my friend Jesse Linder said recently, let us drink and be merry out of separate glasses. Oh, for heaven's sake. The next song coming up is The Barrel Song by Mark Gunn from the album Soul of a Harper. Mark, of course, was the founder of this illustrious podcast some 15 years ago. His website is marcgunn.com. Now, this song reminds me of a time when we had to work pretty hard to craft an excuse for why we're not going to work. Nowadays, if you still have a job, one sniffle and you're quarantined.
Dear sir, I write this letter to tell you of my plight. At the time of writing it, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly gray. But I write this note to tell you why I'm not at work today. While working from the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. Now to throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. I asked the foreman for advice. He was a careful man. He said I should carry them down, the ladder in my hand. Now hauling all those bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks is heavier than me. So when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. Clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket till, to my dismay, I found that halfway up I met that bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke my shoulder as towards the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I hit the pulley with my head. I clung on tight, though numb with shock from this almighty blow, just before it spilt out half its bricks some 14 floors below. Now when the bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and I started down once more. The barrel missed me passing by, I gave a thankful sound. Just before I landed on the bricks, it left upon the ground. I lay there moaning on the ground, I thought I'd seen the worst. Then the barrel hit the pulley and the barrel bottom burst. A shower of bricks fell down on me, 'twas then I gave up hope. And laying there upon the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel was now heavier and started down once more. It landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, so I can only say that I hope you'll understand if I am not at work today.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chased Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2. I woke one night to nature's call, out of the bedroom and into the hall. Looked in the kitchen, still half asleep, my gut wrenched in terror, icy and deep. Some rats were out on the floor, four on the table and two by the door. I stared in shock while they struck up the band and formed in the lines at their caller's command. Round and round the rats they danced, on tiny feet they leapt and so the rats, what a thrill! They wore little hats and wee little shoes, greatcoats and dresses of green and blue. They waltzed and they tangled and polka'd with glee. Lost in their revels, they quite ignored me. Now up on the table were musicians four, with soul and with skill, they commanded the floor. With tiny guitars and a fiddle so small, it could only be played at a Rodentia bar.
That song was Dance of the Rats by Emerald Rose from their album Archives of Ages to Come. Rats. Can you blame me for thinking of rats at a time like this? You'll find Emerald Rose at emeraldrose.com, and they're no longer performing, but their music is still for sale. Here's what's going on in the Ren Faire world right now. Well, it's pretty much all online. One very interesting thing to emerge recently is the digital Ren Faire. You can find that on Facebook. I have to admit that when I was planning to work on this podcast episode today, I found myself participating in the digital Ren Faire instead. There were hundreds of people watching and talking online as the performances were going on. And I can say this was a new and exciting experience for me. Especially, I saw people who were online that I recognize but don't often actually get to see in person. There are a lot of musicians out there who are live streaming now, and you can follow your favorites who you know or watch the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast Facebook group to get announcements of what's coming up soon. And please remember to tip the performers online with virus-free virtual cash. The next track is Tom of Bedlam from the Pride of Bedlam from the album Boarding Party. In these crazy times, I can't help but think of Tom O'Bedlam. That's the generic name for any crazy person. You'll find Pride of Bedlam at prideofbedlam.com. There I found out that on February 10th, they announced that Chris Redding, their stage manager and sound engineer, had died suddenly of an apparent heart attack. Fair winds to Chris.
For to see my Tom of Bedlam, 10,000 miles I travel, bad mold and goes on dirty toes. For to save her shoes from gravel, still I sing funny boys, funny mad boys. Bedlam boys are body, for they all go bare and they live by the air. We all want drink. I went to Pluto's kitchen,
bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys are bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they all want drink and money.
Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys!
Steps for landing its ball. listening to the rain coming down in the Ozarks and music from past fairs. Welcome to the archives. The last song that you had just listened to was a rousing rendition of Lanigan's Ball, performed by Bethany McClure from the album Eye of the Storm. She is born in Texas and raised in Austin. First introduced to Celtic Renaissance music at the Excalibur Fantasy Fair in 1999. That is when she decided to take a break from classical and swing piano and the French horn and go to in a new direction. About 3 years ago, she began adding Scandinavian music to her repertoire of Celtic and medieval and Renaissance music. Speaking of medieval, you know old Rennies never die. They just go through a medieval life crisis. Yeah, Renaissance dad joke, leaving you dead. And in the Middle Eastern electronic music, too, she was into. Most recently, she had taken a hold of steampunk, which is not recently now, but when she was recorded doing this. She is a penny whistle player, likes the recorder and the flute, mandolin, octave mandolin, guitar, do a little bit of singing, and plays various other instruments. She also likes to put her stamp on old traditional music and bring it up to modern. Again, that was Bethany McClure on the album Eye of the Storm. Go to our website and check her out. I'm your host, Michael Ezra Mikem of Ezendil, one half of a two-person group. My lovely wife, Nancy Jo Mikem Walker. Here in the Ozarks, men get to keep their maiden name, but we have to be hyphenated. And I am hosting the archive section of this podcast. The podcast, the fellers that have put this together are awesome. They keep a library of people that have been in and out of the Renaissance circuit. And without them, I think some of these folks would go by the wayside and not be able to be heard again. This next tune is called Johnny Jump Up, performed by Below the Gaff from the album Songs of Worship. With his love of Celtic music and everything piratical, Whit Smith formed the group and invited some other joke-telling accomplished musicians, such as Josh Gadja, Talia Goodman, Eli Vaughn, and Jim Reuter. They found quick success in performing at festivals and playing all over New England. Please enjoy this tune, Johnny Jump Up.
Down the yard by the sea, the sun was bright and the day it was warm. It says, I quiet pine wood, it do me no harm. I went to the barman, I says, give me a stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer is sold out. Two whiskey or vodka, 10 years in the wood. Says, I'll try cider, I heard it was good. Oh, never, oh, never, oh, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. I emptied the third and I went straight to the yard, where I bumped into Brody, the big civic guard. He said, come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? Well, I up with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees buckled up, but it wouldn't be that hit him, it was the Johnny Jump Up. And the next thing I met down in Yalva the sea was a cripple on crutches and said to me, I'm afraid on my life that I'll be hit by a car. Help me across to the highwayman's bar. And after one taste of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced on his feet. Never, oh, never, oh, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. Road of Brentford to see. They call it the madhouse and Cork in the sea. And when I got up there, the truth I did tell. They had the poor bugger locked up in a cell. Says the guard just hit him, say these words if you can. Around the rugged rocks, the ragged rascal ran. Tell them I ain't crazy, tell them I ain't mad. It was only 6 pints of that cider I had. Never, oh never, oh never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. slab. And after the coroner's measurement to take, his wife brought him home for body fun. Waking now about 6 o'clock, well, the beard was high. The corpse gets up and says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring them a pint of the tonic above. Never, oh never, oh never again, if I had to be 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of the tonic above. Never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumper. Never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumper.
Never let it be said that the fair community is not resilient nor resourceful. With fairs around the country closing down or canceling seasons, fair performers, vendors, and fans are coming together to support each other. Fair Relief 2020 is a Facebook group dedicated to helping each other during this difficult period. Vendors can let potential customers know what they have available and how customers can purchase their wares. Performers can keep the community apprised of both in-person appearances as well as online performances, regardless of venue. Fans and customers alike can ask questions, offer support, and get a little glimpse of life behind the scenes for their favorite vendors and performers. Just this past weekend, the group saw offerings from leather workers, brewers, bowyers, blacksmiths, and performance announcements from a variety of performers. Sooner or later, the current restrictions on travel and large gatherings will end. We all look forward to that day. But in the meantime, come join the growing community at www.facebook.com/FR2020. That's FR2020. Thank you.
All my friends and I went on an ocean cruise. 3 days out and I was sick down to my shoes. And to make it more forlorn, we sailed into a raging storm. Where we were, nobody seemed to have a clue. While our ship was being tossed and thrown about, I was wondering if the captain had stepped out. Then I heard an awful noise, and I asked one of the boys what had happened, and you should have heard him shout. Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
Oh, I brought the lookout some delicious stew. I'd forgotten that he had a job to do. As we sat down for our feast, no one was looking to the east. And I heard them yelling as the vessel tipped askew.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
Oh, the captain asked for help with the map, then decided it was time to take a nap. I took a left at Albuquerque, and the ship got herky-jerky. So I hit and let the helmsman take the rap.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
I was thrown cold down in the engine room. I dropped my shovel when I heard an awful boom. Well, I ran up on the deck so I could see just who the heck had turned the ship into a great big floating tube.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land,
with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
I was up on deck talking to the crew, telling lots of funny jokes, yes it's true. I told the one about the perch, then I felt an awful urge, so I told more jokes to help us all pull through.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
We were tossed about, it was a crying shame. We sent distress calls out, but no one ever came. While my mates fought there in the tide, I tried to find somewhere to hide before they all decided I'm the one to blame.
He's to blame. Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
We'll sing it again now.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Oh, where were you when the ship hit the sand?
Put your hands together.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Oh, where were you when the ship? Oh, we gave them the slip. Where were you when the ship? Where were you when the ship? Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
That was When the Ship Hit the Sand by Bounding Main from the album Fish Out of Water. I just get the feeling that our ship has run aground and we just aren't sure when it's going to be floating again. Bounding Main can, of course, be found at boundingmain.com. They style themselves as beautiful harmonies with a maritime flair, and you really can't argue with that. Coming up next, we have London Homesick Blues by Flying Fish Sailors from Poke You in the Eye. Now, this song appeals to me because I was in London on a business trip not too many weeks ago, back when it wasn't obviously a terrible idea to travel around the world, just a slightly questionable choice. I love to travel, and now I'm rarely getting any further than my own curb. The Flying Fish Sailors are online at, you guessed it, flyingfishsailors.com, and that's where you can read about their heart-wrenching decision to cancel their St. Patrick's Day performance like so many other bands decided to do. Sláinte, y'all.
When you're down on your luck and you ain't got a buck, in London you're a goner. And even London Bridge is falling down, and move to Arizona now. I know why, and I'll substantiate the rumor that the English sense of humor is drier than the Texas sand. Put up your dukes, and you can bet your boots that I'm leaving just as fast as I can. I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you've ever seen. Over here, and I swear I'd wish they'd turn the heat on. And where in the world is that English girl I promised I would meet on the third floor? And of
the whole damn lot. The only friend I've got is a smoke and a cheap guitar. And my mind keeps roaming, my heart keeps longing to be home in a Texas bar. I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you've ever seen. Well, I decided that I'd get my cowboy hat and go down to Marble Arch Station. A Texan fancies he'll take his chances, and chances will be taken, that's for sure. And in limey eyes, they were eyeing the prize some people call manly footwear. They said, you're from down south, when you open your mouth, you always seem to put your foot there. Armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you've ever seen. I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you've ever seen. I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you've ever seen. I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you've ever seen. I wanna go home with the armadillo. Music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you've ever seen.
Has to be long enough.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpiliada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com for full details and to reserve.
When I left home, I was just a boy, a third son with no real hope. I'm gaining on my father's love, for my brothers held that rope. Well, being one more mouth to feed was a burden not to bear. So I signed on a first-rate ship, the sailor I declared. We'll pour ourselves one more round, cross the wind and wave, till all our lives have come and gone, and the sea becomes our grave. From port to port and town to town, the whole world I'd see. From Dublin down to Nassau, around the Horn to Old Maui. From Halifax to London town, St. Ives to St. Mary. There seems no place I haven't been, except a home that longs for me. Now we'll pour ourselves one more round as we cross the wind and wave, till all our lives have come and gone and the sea becomes our grave. of wind and wave and sea. This ship is mine and it's my home wherever I may be. So we'll pour ourselves one more round across the wind and wave till all our lives have come and gone and the sea becomes our grave. We'll pour ourselves one more round as we cross the wind and wave till all our lives have come and gone and the sea becomes our grave. Until the sea becomes our grave.
That was Till the Sea Becomes Our Grave by Cheeks and Phoenix from their album Any Requests. I just can't help but think of graves at this point in time. You can find Cheeks and Phoenix at cheeksandphoenix.com. They say they are Celtic pirates for hire, and in parentheses, not a balladeer. I'm afraid to ask them to sing me a ballad, actually. Another note that I saw on their website is that Cheeks is a bit under the weather right now, posted not too long ago, and oh my goodness, that carries some weight now. Cheeks, I hope you're doing okay, but my goodness, it's so easy to worry. Here's a trivia question for you. Look at who designed their website. It's a friend of mine. I have to give you a trigger warning. The next few songs are also about death, but I promise you we will end this podcast on a positive note. This is going to be The Dance of Death by Quartermaster on their first album, self-titled Quartermaster. They are Quartermaster Band on Facebook, and both of their CDs are on CD Baby.
Since time he's been among us all through daybreak and dark night, and to the tunes that he doth pipe bring sorrow and delight. For he calls us from the cradle to our home, a silent grave. For he's come for you today. Time to join the earth and play. As his pipes begin to play, come and dance your life away. Within a private music room, a tenor sings his song, and death is there to listen, but he bids to sing along. And such harmony that steals his soul and takes his will away. For he's come for him today. Time to join the earth and play. As his pipes begin to play, come and dance your life away. We find him at the masquerade, a costume as his shield. And when he rips his mask away, his shrunken skull's revealed. So a woman clutched her breast in fright and fainted dead away. For he's come for her today. Time to join the earth and play. As his pipes begin to play, come and dance your life away. He sits there with the wind in hand, a-drinking down his gin, a smile just like a Chinaman, a never-ending grin. So the hand goes wrong, the ace is played, so sure the shot is heard. For he's come for him today. Time to join the earth and play. As his pipes begin to play, come and dance your life away. A young man bids his love goodbye as he goes off to sea. I promise ya, I'll soon return, but death just laughs in glee. For he knows the storm will take the ship and every man on board. For he's come for him today. Time to join the earth and play. As his pipes begin to play, come and dance your life away. Makes the lakes to freeze, so happy state has come. And death is there with muff and hat and coat and flask of rum. Where he breaks the ice, the skaters fall into his watery lair. For he's come for them today. Time to join the earth and play. As his pipes begin to play, come and dance your life away.
A very special thanks to the friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Voipio, and Stephen Conroy. Also, thank you to our honorary minions, Casey Herndon, Randall Kimbrough, and Jesse Linder. You can find Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jessielinder.bard. If you would like to help support our show, please consider becoming a patron of the show over at our Patreon page. There's a link to that in the show notes. Also, if you want to make a one-time donation, you can go to paypal.me/renfestpodcast, or just tell your friends about the podcast and why you like it. We're also looking for volunteers if you'd like to help out. Send us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Our entire podcast is a labor of love. We are all volunteers here, and we could not make this happen without our current patrons who are helping us to finance things like the website and storage for all the music. So thank you so much for all of your help. All that money goes directly back into the show and helps us to bring more music to you. And now on to the actual show.
That last track was Vether Folnir by Kudu from their album The Warlord. They had been scheduled to play at the Festival of Legends this year. This is Greg from The Renlist. as you can imagine, quite a lot of fairs have been cancelled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Here's an incomplete list. The Renaissance Pleasure Fair in California. The Tennessee Renaissance Fair. The Festival of Legends in Apex, North Carolina. The Southern Maryland Celtic Festival. And the Philadelphia Renaissance Fair. The Spring Escondido Renaissance Fair in Escondido, California, and the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival in Muskogee are still planning to open their gates on April 25th. Interestingly, there have been a few digital Renaissance fairs. One such is the Digital Renaissance Fair, who have live music and performers on Facebook every weekend. Go to facebook.com/digitalrenfair with an E. Sherwood Forest Fair has also been broadcasting performances from this year's fair on their YouTube page. Blackmore's Night has live-streamed a performance or two on their website, with more to come. Fair openings and closings can change at any point, so be sure to check out the fair's website and social media pages to ensure that they are still open. Over at the Renlist, we're doing all we can to keep our listings up to date. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook for updates. This next band was slated to perform at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. From their self-titled album, this is Wild Rover by Quartermaster.
I spent all me money on whiskey and beer, and now I am returning with gold in great store, and I ne'er shall be called Wild Rover no more. Wild roving I'll give over, Wild roving I'll give o'er, and I ne'er shall be called Wild Rover no more. I went into an alehouse that I used to frequent, and I told the landlady all me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay, such a custom as yours I can get any day. While roving I'll give over, while roving I'll give o'er, and I ne'er shall be called Wild Rover no more. And then from my pockets I took sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She says, I've got whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I spoke, sure they were only in jest. While roving I'll give over, while roving I'll give o'er, and I ne'er shall be calling Wild Rover no more. I'll go back to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they caress me as oft times before, then I ne'er shall be calling Wild Rover no more. Wild roving I'll give over, Wild roving I'll give o'er, and I ne'er shall be calling Wild Rover no more. Wild roving I'll give over, Wild roving I'll give o'er, and I ne'er shall be calling Wild Rover no more.
Hello, this is Charles, your groom porter at McGregor Historic Games, your source for board, dice, and card games from the past. Our games make great props for use in front of the public at historic-themed events, are great for just family fun. Wholesale pricing available. See our website at historicgames.com.
Well, greetings, everybody. Daniel O'Ryan from The Crack Show here. I remember, we've got the brand new live double album just out on St. Patty's Day, and I hope you'll be having a grand time with it. You can get it at thecrackshow.com. Aye, and I hope you're drinking plenty of Irish whiskey to kill any of those little germs that be wanting to get into your body. All right, sláinte.
That was Requiem for the Princess by the Raggle Taggle Gypsies from the best of the Raggle Taggle Gypsies. You can find the Raggle Taggle Gypsies online at, well, no, sorry, you probably can't. But boy, what a hauntingly beautiful tune. You know, I had an opportunity to sing a full Requiem once, and it was such a moving experience. Well, this brings us to the end of the episode, but certainly not the end of the pandemic that has changed everything. I wish you the best of physical health and fiscal health, and please, please take care of yourself. Don't get anywhere near anyone you don't absolutely have to until this is all over. Our last track is one of my favorites, and it helps me to think of the world that's surely coming, where we can roam the world at our leisure. This is Day of the Clipper by the Rambling Sailors from Ports of Call. You can find Rambling Sailors by searching for them on Facebook. And here's to your health, all the company indeed.
You can see the squares of canvas dancing over the horizon. You can hear the shanty wailing to the haven of the man. You can feel the seas up to your knees, and you know the sea is rising, and you know the clipper's day has come again. Till the men on high, the bosun's cry commands a killing strain, till every mother's son begins to pray. With a hearty shout she comes about, and she heads into the rain, and the ship has never seen a better day. Sailing ships and sailing men will sail the open water, and the only thing that matters is the wind inside the main. So all your loving mothers, keep your eyes upon your daughters, for the sails of men that tatters and the mast will rise again. Wooden beams and human dreams are all that make it go, and the magic of the wind upon our sails. We'd rather fight the weather than the fishes down below. God help us if the rigging ever fails. As the timber creaks, the captain speaks above, the vessel's groan, till every man on board has had to call. It's nothing but the singing of the ship inside her bones, and this is when she likes it best of all. Sailing ships and sailing men will sail the open water, while the only thing that matters is the wind inside the main. So all your loving mothers, keep your eyes upon your daughters, for the sails of men that tatters and the mast will rise again. Where the current flows, the clipper's nose is plowing fields of green. Where fortune takes a cruise, we wish them well. Where men could be well lost to sea is somewhere in between the regions of heaven and the hell. The sailing eastern harbors and the California shore. If you set your mind to sail them, then you can. As your carnage mask goes sailing past, you're prouder than before, and you know the clipper's day has come again. Sailing ships and sailing men will sail the open water, where the only thing that matters is the wind inside the main. So all your loving mothers, keep your eyes upon your daughters, for the sails of men that tatters and the mast will rise again. Sailing ships and sailing men will sail the open water, and the only thing that matters is the wind inside the main. So all your loving mothers, keep your eyes upon your daughters, for the sails of men that tatters and the mast will rise again.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.